Letters from Hannah by Slumber. Read by Kaylin Wrights as a gift for Pink Lotus, my voice team 2024 Purple Puffapods teammate. Summary. Hannah has a muggle pen pal. Before she left for Hogwarts, she promised to write. Dear Hetty, I received your letter today, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for the sweets. Yes, I did settle in fine at the new school. I don't think it'd be something you would have heard of, but it's just a really amazing place so far. Kind of scary sometimes, but... Well, okay, so the first thing they did was to sort us into our houses, right? I don't know how they do it. They really just draw it out of a hat. But it's also got something to do with the kind of personalities we have. There's a test at the beginning, and I got sorted into this nice yellow house, and I have a really good head of house, too. Our common room is probably the most comfortable thing ever. And, yeah, I miss my mum and dad, but I don't think I'll be too homesick at all. I've actually already made friends, too. There was this girl, Susan, who sat with me on the train. We had to take one to get to the school. And she ended up in my house, too. The other girl who sat with us, Mandy, ended up going to a different house, but I've seen her at lunch and we have a few classes together, so I'm sure that we'll still be good friends. I can't eat with her, though. For some reason, they encourage students to eat with their houses. They're really big on the houses you get sorted into here. Anyway, I hope school's going well with you. What are your new teachers like? Who's your favorite? What do you think about your classes? Love, Hannah. Dear Hetty, your school sounds like so much fun. I don't think Miss Timmons should be anything to be scared of. Don't worry about her, and just do your best, and I'm sure she'll see that you're a good student. You are. You're the smartest girl I've ever met, and I've met a lot of smart ones. One of the girls in my class, actually, she's always raising her hand to answer questions by the professors. Teachers. And honestly, it's a bit annoying. I think I prefer your kind of smartness better, since you don't want people to know you're smart. You just are. Does that make sense? My teachers are all pretty okay. There are a couple scary ones, a bit. I mean, there's one who teaches science, and he's really tough on students. Ernie, that's one of my housemates, says it's because he's really a sad person, but I don't know what to think about that. He expected us to know everything as soon as we sat down in class, and I just think that's a little ridiculous. We're all new. There's this other professor who seems very strict and also intimidating, but I think she's actually pretty great. She just doesn't want people goofing off. She told Justin and Zach, both housemates, we take all classes with our housemates, to stop horsing around in class. Our own head of house teaches biology, and she's actually really nice and friendly. She's like an old mum. I like her very much, and I'm glad she's head of our house. You'll need to tell me more about what's going on back there. We don't have television here, so I can't keep up with our programs. Keep me updated, okay? Till next time. Love, Hannah. Dear Hetty, thanks for the updates. I can't believe I'm missing all of those. I've asked Mum to record them for me, and she just asked me if I want to sit in front of the telly all summer. Well, obviously not. I'm going to be back talking to you too, aren't I? Anyway, that reminds me. I'll be coming back for the winter holidays. I won't be back home very long, just 2 weeks, but we should definitely spend some time together. I know Mum for sure loves having you around, so you should come by. Okay, I know you asked. So the reason we have two sciences is because they really think you should know a lot about science in this school. The professor who does science is a general science type of professor, but I think he's going to start teaching chemistry later on, when we're older. And our biology professor is focused on, well, biology. Mostly plants and stuff. I forgot to tell you about my housemates, so I don't want you to get confused. Here's a short guide to them. Susan is my best friend here. Don't worry, you're my best friend everywhere. And she's really nice. She keeps her hair braided all the time, and she's actually been really helpful in telling me everything about the school. Her family went here, you see, and so she knows about all the traditions and stuff. Megan is my other best friend here. She's also in our house, and she's really fun. She's a big fan of sports, and she's really outgoing and pretty and funny. Sally Ann is another one of our housemates. We have 4 girls and 5 boys in our house, but I'm not close with all the boys. Or any of them, really. but I talk with more of them. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I'll tell you more later. And she's really quiet and shy, like me. Except she keeps mostly to herself, and I think I heard her crying once in her bed. I think she's homesick. We're thinking of getting her something to make her feel better. Ernie is one of the boys in my year. He's okay, but I think he's a little obnoxious. He keeps telling us what we're doing wrong in classes, but sometimes he's wrong about them too. I think Susan likes him a little, though, but they've known each other since they were 5, too, so I have to be nice to him. Justin is another boy in my year. He nearly went to Eton, he says, but he says he thought this school sounded more fun. He's pretty okay, I think. Zacharias is the third boy I'll tell you about in my house. There are two more, Wayne and Stephen, but I really don't know anything about them. But I've really just spoken with Zach, Justin, and Ernie most. Zach's a little bit of a prat, and he almost made Megan cry once when he made fun of her team. But we got him good. Megan found a spider. Harmless, don't worry. And put it in his bed, and he shrieked like a girl. I don't think he's going to be bothering Megan for a while. Anyway, I gotta go run to my next class now. Talk to you soon. Love, Hannah. Dear Hetty, you know if you could, I would love to get you here for the holidays. Halloween was only last week, but it was absolutely beautiful here. They had all sorts of lovely decorations up, and the food was amazing, and I'm still dreaming about it all. I didn't go as anything for Halloween, though. There's not a lot of places to go trick-or-treating here. We call them professors because they're all really educated in their fields, and it's just a sign of respect. I don't know. I mean, that's what they call them here? I don't think it's haughty at all. It's just, it's what they call them here. Also, no, I don't like any of the boys here. Don't get started on that. You never hear me teasing you about Eric now, do you? There was actually a bit of a scare at Halloween, as much as it was fun. Some sort of wild animal broke into the castle school, and we all had to be brought back to our common rooms by our heads of house or our prefects. Sally Ann was very nervous, so Susan and I stuck by her the entire time. I think she's very scared a lot. But last night I heard her crying for her mum in her sleep, too, I think. So I think it's just really because she misses home. I mean, it's hard, yeah, but Mum writes to me a lot, and I know I'm going to see her very soon. She sends me a lot of stuff from home, too, and I think it'd be harder if I didn't make friends right away, too. I'm having a lot of fun with Susan and Megan, and our classes are hard, but I spend a lot of time with my friends before, during, and after, so it's just kind of something that means we become stronger friends later, right? Speaking of, yeah, I don't really talk to Mandy all that much anymore. We chat whenever we see each other, but we don't really have too many classes together, and she always sits with her housemates, and Susan doesn't know her very well either. And I'm pretty sure I heard one of her housemates make fun of Sally Ann one time in class, and they just seem so snobby in general. Why would I want to keep hanging out with her if that's what they're like? So we really don't hang out together anymore, but that's okay, because Susan and Megan, and even Sally Ann, are more than enough, I think. I'm starting to see why they're so big on the house thing now. Anyway, tell me more about your classes. How did that English project turn out? We're covering the same lessons, too. Love, Hannah.